Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back. And, man, look at these flood tides, too. I just can't get over how much, how they're going to be. And, you know, when we were talking to Mike about the, I wanted to tell him that, you know, we were going to talk about this when we come back for a few minutes. And then we'll put Rob on. But,
do we have to? We can talk mullet and everything else instead.
Yeah. So whenever you got the water temperature, you know, cooling down like that, like he was talking about, you know, I don't hear too many people catching black drum on the fly. Mm-hmm. I know it happens. I know they do it.
Yeah.
You just don't hear too many, but you know, they'll get up on the flooded grass too. They don't do it as much as the sheephead and the reds, of course. You know, a lot of the times I like as the water temperature gets cooler and cooler. And then in the dead of winter, when it's real cold, I'd like to go back to flow fishing for trout. Mm-hmm. Even though you can catch them on top water, you know, catch them on bombers, you can catch them on, you know, just, you know, any kind of like jerk baits normally. But I also like to do the float fishing. I love float fishing. And when I'm talking about, you know, float fishing, I'm not talking about just with the Cajun Thunder or something like that. I'm talking about mostly with the long slip floats,
mm-hmm,
and fishing deeper water. And there's something about watching that float just ease down there, you know, in the current, and all of a sudden, bloop, it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can tell when there's a decent fish. If it pops a few times, you know, you got pinfish in there and chewing the legs off, stuff like that. But when that thing disappears, it just, you know you got a quality fish. And of course, I mean, there's places that we fish with a rock bank where we catch sheep's head, black drum, redfish, mangroves, and trout in the same spot. And, you know, some other places we catch flounder and trout, things like that, because I always like to start it out when I'm float fishing right at the bottom, you know, just off the bottom. And a lot of times, you know, people think you got to be up in shallower water to get the flounder.
Mm-hmm.
Flounder being 15 foot of water, you know. It just all depends on where the bait's at for them. And it don't always have to be mullet. You know, if there's shrimp running through there, I mean, we'd float fish underneath the Dane's Point Bridge, way out from the shoreline. I'm talking about almost where the channel marker is in Mill Cove. And it's right at 12, 13 feet in there, you know, depth wise. And, you know, I'd start out, you know, like 12 foot. If it's dragging the bottom, I'd go to 11 foot, get it up a little bit more. You catch whiting, a flounder, you know, every once in a while red, but usually the reds are small. You know, we call them rat reds. But you can catch mangrove snapper. If you float it right by the bridge pilings,
mm-hmm,
sheep's head.
Yep.
You know. So, you know, there's a lot you can do with float fishing. And I don't see that as much anymore. I mean, when I was a little, you know, when I was a kid and my dad and I'd go out float fishing like that, it's just, I love to watch that float. And I still to this day, I mean, it's just amazing to me to watch a float drift down so slow. And
yeah,
then disappear.
That's why I like using that new one that I've been using that has the brass rod or the tube in it that you can use as a popping cork or adjust it.
Yeah.
Because you can, you know, you can float it across the oyster bars or you can drop it down 10, 20 feet if you want.
So, Mike, I know you're still listening. For the reds, fish bites and crab is what I'll go to even, you know, all winter long because the fish won't move around as much. You need something that's going to, you know, create that smell, make them bite, and of course fish bites have that neurostimulizer. There you go. I'm just a river rat. Excuse me, I can't keep up with these long words, but you know, it's got the neurostimulizer in it for them and it's going to make them bite. And then you have the crab that's got the scent trail for it. You know, for the black drum in the creeks, I like crab or shrimp. Usually I'll cut the crab in a little bit smaller quarters, get smaller crab is what I mean by that, you know, and get, and cut them up for the black drum because they're not going to thump it as much in a creek as they will like out of the jetties or in the river around Dane's Point, places like that. You know, and of course for the trout, love the bombers.
Mm-hmm.
I love topwaters, but you know, a lot of times people don't work those. So
yeah,
you know, that's when I go to float fishing or plastic sleeving. I mean, if I go to like Simpsons Creek,
mm-hmm.
I love using plastics in Simpsons Creek.
Yeah,
you know, and I don't usually do much float fishing over there. It's usually all, you know, all float fishing. I mean, all plastics over there because you're throwing and working it back, and we catch speckled trout and flounder in that, you know. Did you see that?
Neurostimulator.
Yeah, spell that neuro what? Yeah, Mike, I get that. there ain't much way I can go into spelling it right now, but that's so funny when you sent that. I know you're kind of giving me hell's what you're doing, but anyway. You know, when you have something like that, and I don't know how they came up with that, but it's just amazing to me that they come out with that and infused it in the bait.
Yeah, he came up with started using snails and then shrimp, then small fish, seeing what would provoke them to feed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with chemicals, and that's where he came up with it.
Ah, using different chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
Morning, Rob.
Morning, Captain Vic. How you doing today?
I'm okay.
Did you get the pictures I sent you, sir?
I probably did, but I haven't looked at it yet. I mean, I was working up until about 9:30 last night. I'm trying to do a little work on the house there, and it's just been wearing me out. But because sometimes I'm working during the day, and then I only have the evening to work on the house, and it's just been rough. But I'm getting it done. Hopefully, you know, I'll have it all finished pretty soon so I can kind of slow down a little bit. That's what I'm looking forward to. Slow down about the time when, you know, because I don't mind working in the house during the summer. You know, I crank that air conditioner down to about 74.
That helps work in the summer.
Yeah. Yeah, because outside, I mean, I don't do a lot of work outside. I mean, we have to cut the yard. We have to pick up the limbs. We have to do stuff like that. But I don't do a lot of work outside in the summertime because it's just, you know, I mean, in the house or in the yard. Like, I need to paint the house. I need to paint, you know, both those houses that's on my property. And I'm just not doing it right now.
Well, that's because it's hot.
Yeah, exactly.
The paint won't dry correctly.
Exactly. So, but Dale, I'll check those pictures out today.
Right on.
Well, I know I got, I think it was two texts from you or something like that, but like I said, I had, and one of the things I had paint all over my hands. You know, I can't paint without getting it on me.
Pictures of sailfish and roosterfish that caught down at Nassara in Costa Rica.
Did Dave Boys catch them with you too?
Oh, yes, sir, he did.
Mm-hmm.
And he caught what they think is going to be probably the biggest Cabera snapper of the season. That sucker was a good 60 pounds or more.
Mm. I've never seen one that big.
And talk about fight. I thought I was going to pull David out of the boat.
I think that's Chris Nichols. I think that's his favorite fish to catch, or that's one of the ones he's targeting or whatever. And I don't know where you catch them at here. I don't know if you know, as far as how far out. Because I've never targeted them.
I got no clue. I had something on. We're thinking it was a Cabera snapper. And he made 4 or 5 runs away from the boat after I got him up. And I thought I had him coming in. And all of a sudden he came in. But my suggestion, anybody going down there, take a friend with you. Because you'll want somebody that you can enjoy the adventure with.
Yeah. Yeah, and Dave's a good guy to do it. Dave Boyce, Captain Dave Boyce, great guy.
Y'all have a great weekend.
All right, thank you, sir. And we come back and we'll talk about these flood tides. And looks like October's going to be a whole bunch of them, which is kind of strange. Usually it's every couple of weeks we go into the new moon and the full moon and have those flood tides. But for some reason, it looks like we're going to have a lot more of them this October. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Yeah. That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back.
I'm sorry. That's like watching grass grow to me.
Is that painting?
Oh, I can't stand it.
Actually, and the thing about it is I don't mind it. I love it. Now, outside of a house is one thing, too. That's when I want to spray it. Mm-hmm. Of course, you don't spray inside the house. I guess you could if you didn't have no furniture in there. But I can't wait to get, you know, all of it finished in there and move the furniture back against the walls. Because right now, you know, you know, you have to move the furniture away from the walls and all that stuff. But anyway, you're talking about you hate painting. My wife would rather do anything than paint, you know.
Yeah.
And myself, I like painting. And it's kind of weird because, to me, I mean, you could take paint and you can improve something so much.
Oh, yeah.
With paint, you know. But I love the trim work, you know. I don't shake, you know, yet. So I can do that trim work still. And I usually do it without tape. I don't like tape because sometimes you tape it and you try to do the trim work and the paint just kind of bleeds under the edge, yeah, of the tape, and then you got a mess. I always like to take it and just go right down that edge, man. And
I watched my grandfather do it, and he cut everything in perfectly and then roll it out after that.
Mm-hmm.
Feather everything with a brush, and he's like, it's all in the good brushes.
Yeah.
You know, don't ever touch my brush, you know. Mm-hmm. Once it's done, it stays there, you know. Mm-hmm. I never forget, my grandmother used one for something one day, and I thought he was going to have a coronary.
Yeah.
You know? I've had that brush for 10 years. It's perfect.
I know. I had a good, nice, slanted, mm-hmm, trim brush. It was kind of expensive for a paintbrush. And, it got used and not cleaned out. And so I was pretty upset at that one. But, it happens. Anyway, looking at these flood tides. Now, the thing about September and the first half of October is You know, it's going to be whether you want to go flood tide fishing or you want to go flounder fishing, mm-hmm. you know. And, we got Craig on, so we might want to do that. But anyway, let's get Craig on. Morning, Craig.
Good morning, Captain. How y'all doing?
We're doing good.
Mr. Van Brocklin.
Fine morning out there.
Yeah. Are you out there?
No.
When you said out there, that kind of gave me a hint. Instead of out here.
I'm looking out the window.
Yeah. You know, it's so late before it starts getting daylight anymore. And, and I see we're not having daylight savings time change until November. Wow.
Not really. I didn't know that.
Yeah. November 7th is what I got in my book. That's quite a ways.
Days, but it is nice. I can sleep later and get up and go catch trout.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Daybreak.
The only thing I hate about
it. I hate it.
Yeah, the only thing I hate about the short days is if you do a full day fishing, when you get back, it's dark before you can clean the boat up all the way. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah,
I can't stand that out there in the dark where you know, I put two floodlights on the front of my my boat shed where it shines out. You know, where I'm cleaning mm-hmm. the boat at. But I mean, still, you know, shadows and all that stuff. You still can't see.
I agree. But all I got is a kayak. Right. Well, actually, I just bought a new engine for the boat.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, should be getting that on next week or so. Yeah, it's just a Hot 225, but it's an upgrade from what I had.
Oh, good.
That's perfect.
Yeah. But I've just been kayaking lately. Went out to Oak Harbor a couple of days ago. Caught a lot of little flounder. Yeah, a couple of keepers. Did a lot of little flounder. When I say little, I'm talking like 13 3/4, you know.
Yeah, everybody. I hope everybody realizes that the flounder has changed, you know, limits.
Yeah. I think people pretty much know it.
Yeah. But the ones I've talked to sure know it because they're like upset with it. And I'm like, you know, and then some of them are, you know, good with it. But it's like I was telling them, they're mostly upset with the 5 per person. Whereas, you know, commercial guys can fish through the closed season, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. That's what they're mostly upset with. But, like, a lot of them are like, you know, yeah, I don't keep anything less than 15 inches or, you know, anyway.
But 14 was always my smallest I'd ever keep.
Yeah, because, anyway. You know, you see people that do keep 12 and a half, 13 inches, and you're like, oh, my gosh, it's a potato chip, you know.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But, yeah, I think when the season actually closes, that's when people are going to really be upset.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, that's when you're going to catch all kinds of big ones.
Big ones, huge, 25-inch, 10-pound flounder everywhere.
Yeah.
Throw them back.
Are you going to you'll be in time because you said you're going to get your new motor put on it, you know, pretty soon. So you'll be in time for flounder pounder. You going to fish it this year?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm just waiting on a jack plate to come in.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't want to put the motor on and turn around and take it off when the jack plate arrives.
Yeah. Oh, I love the jack plate. I love my jack plate.
Like everything else, it's on back order.
Yeah.
And coming in any day. I call a guy almost every day. Yeah, man, it's supposed to be on the way.
Are you getting a Bob's machine shop?
No, this one's called On the Fly Jack Plate.
Oh, okay. Still electric?
This one's a manual, actually. It's got a little handle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's good for motors up to 150 pounds, which mine's right at 140, I think. But no, it's manual. My last engine had some problems with the tilt and trim. And the motor's fine, but the tilt and trim just now it's totally shot in the tilt and trim, and it's going to cost more than the motor's worth to fix it.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of down on electric stuff right this minute. So I'm going manual.
Yeah.
It's supposed to work pretty good. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, I tell you the truth. People fishing the creeks and stuff, I don't see, I mean, myself, I just don't see how they do without a jack plate.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just, to me, so amazing to be able to do what I do. And when I had it on that big old 23-foot semi-V Carolina skiff, I mean, there is places I went with that boat. I mean, I'd be on plane with 4 guys and myself, and we'd be in 8 inches of water on plane.
Wow.
You know, just amazing.
Wow. The captain that dances on shallow water.
Now, what I had to do with that motor, I had a Honda motor, and what I had to do with it, I had to put a Cobra stainless steel, what they call dolphin or cavitation plate. And the Cobra plate is a stainless steel one. It's not one of these plastic ones. And what it does is it really spreads good. And then on the end of it, on the, you know, over the prop, I should say, or just past the prop, the end turns down for a little over about an inch and a half. It turns down. So what it does is it forces the water down. It doesn't let, you know, let that water from the prop come up, and it doesn't cavitate. And, yeah, I thought I was going to, you know, get one with this boat, but this boat don't need it.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Very cool.
But then I don't get as shallow as I did with that Carolina Skiff either, see. I mean, that Carolina Skiff, I miss that thing, you know. I mean, gosh, yeah. I'd have five of us in the boat, you know, and I'd take trolling motor and ease it up and turn it off and drift up in about 8 inches of water, 6 inches of water. Yeah.
A friend of mine just got a brand new 23-foot Carolina Skiff, and I've been very surprised on how shallow it'll run.
Well, that's what I had, but I had a semi-V instead of the flat bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a semi-V, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, they are amazing. And the ones they make now, the front of it is made like a Boston Whaler, so they're not near as wet, you know. Okay. Everybody talked about how wet those Carolina Skiffs were. All I did was slow down. You know, you slow down, you stay drier.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, sir. But other than all that, all I've been doing is working on the Premier Trout Tournament. It's coming up.
Coming up when?
It's going to be October 23rd.
October 23rd, all right.
October 23rd, yeah.
Nice.
You come and look at the calendar, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got to get to work. I mean, it's like 2 months away, or a little bit less than 2 months away, but that goes really quick.
I was going to say, it might sound like a long time, but it ain't. Tell people how you can get in it, you know, if y'all got a Facebook page, website, what's going on?
Facebook. Just type in Premier Trout on Facebook, and it'll come up. And just opened registration last week on Eventbrite. So if you go to eventbrite.com, and type in trout fishing or Premier Trout, it'll come up. And we're having it's for boats and kayaks, so you can fish either one you wanted to. And I'm trying to make the boat junior division a little bit bigger. In River Ocean's donating the prizes again. Plus, we got a kayak to give away to the junior angler that wins.
That's great, yeah.
Yeah, so it should be a little bit better. I actually had quite a few junior anglers in there last year.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they all had a good time. Take your kid fishing, that you know they're going to have a good time.
Yeah, they are. Well, let me ask you, when's the captain's meeting?
Captain's not going to really have the true captain's meeting is kind of going away with all the COVID stuff.
Yeah.
Like what we did last year, like, it's just going to be like we did last year. We were inside Strike Zone and the Black Fly store, where it used to be a restaurant. On Thursday, October 21st, people can just come up there and register in person and sign up and pick up a captain's bag. We'll give them the instructions. If they want to ask a question, we'll answer it. And we'll spread it out like over 5 hours. Yeah. We'll probably be there from 3 to 7 or so.
Yeah, so people can get their stuff and go ahead and get out.
Yeah, last year we did it that way, and I don't think we ever had more than 5 people at one time up there.
Oh, that's great.
People just dribbled in, and, you know, everybody stayed safe.
Well, talking about this, I'd like to find out, you hear the music, so talking about this, I'd like to find out if you have the chance, since you're not fishing this morning, can I put you on hold and get you to come back and talk about, you know, how much it costs to enter.
Sure.
You know, how they can enter, which, you know, site to go to or Facebook page or whatever and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, Craig. All right, Craig. Appreciate it. And and we'll be right back.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM. The conservative voice of Jacksonville, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United States striking back, hitting an Islamic State terrorist group that had claimed responsibility for this week's suicide bombings. Officials say the drone attack was successful. The Thursday attack killed 13 American troops, 10 Marines, 2 Army soldiers, and 1 sailor. Louisiana residents are moving inland, or if they're staying, they're hunkering down as Hurricane Ida gets closer. That storm expected to pack winds up to 140 miles per hour when it comes ashore later Sunday. And forecasters say Hurricane Nora has formed in the eastern Pacific. Robert Kennedy's assassin granted parole. The decision by the parole board comes after 2 of RFK's sons say they supported releasing Sirhan Sirhan. This is SRN News.
Hi. I'm Bob with Consolidated Utilities. Are you having regulatory compliance issues? As the pump station pros, we and our team of engineers can start your pathway to compliance today. We're Consolidated Utilities, the pump station pros since 1948. 904-249-8080.
Has your pump station provider decided to exit the business? Call my husband, Bob, at Consolidated Utilities. 904-249-8080. 8080.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, they're the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today, 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
Hurricane season is here, and 2021 is expected to be an active one. If you're considering a new generator this year, call American Electrical Contracting to schedule early. American Electrical Contracting will help you plan within your budget and has the highest rated factory certified installers. If there's a storm being tracked, there's a waiting list. Be prepared and buy your new generator today. Visit American-Electrical.com today. American-Electrical.com.
Nolan Ryan has just pitched his 7th career no-hitter.
Hi, I'm Nolan Ryan. This is my wife, Ruth. We drink LeBlue bottled water every day. LeBlue is the purest, best-tasting water we have found anywhere in the market.
Our bodies love LeBlue, and yours will, too.
If you want to hydrate like a Hall of Famer, ask for LeBlue Ultra Pure Bottled Water by name at your favorite retailer. Or go to LeBlue.com to have it delivered to your home, your office, or your church. That's LeBlue, LeBLEU.com.
WBOV is Jacksonville's conservative talk radio station. Start your day with Jacksonville's only local call-in talk show, the Ed Dean Radio Show. Then solve your financial issues with Dan Celia at 9. Inspired by Rush, it's the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show at noon, followed by America First with Sebastian Gorka at 3. Then at 6 p.m., the great one, Mark Levin, rounds out your day. The conservative voice of Jacksonville, WBOV.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high near 90. Tonight, possible precipitation and thunderstorms and temperatures dropping to around 77. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, clear skies with a high near 91. And for the rest of the week, Monday through Friday, possible rainfall and thunderstorms with temperatures reaching to the low 90s.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back. We got Craig on here and talking about the Premier Trout Tournament coming up in October. And I appreciate you calling and telling us about that, Craig. And so, you know, October 23rd is the tournament. And you can come sign up and pick up your captain's bag on October 21st.
21st.
At Strike Zone and, you know, right there where the old Black Fly Outfitters where that cafe used to be.
Now it's Strike Zone Fly Shop. I mean, it's still open.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fly shop, but then they got the old restaurant part, like in the back.
Yeah.
So it's actually a pretty good little facility.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and of course, Dave up there at Strike Zone, he'll do anything he can to help people.
He does.
Yeah, he supports us about every tournament that's ever been in Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean, he's been great. Yeah. He really
is. I mean, every tournament. So we have no problems up there.
Well, and you know, you got to really give him good props because, you know, Dave's been hammered for years for all these tournaments, but yet he supports them, you know? But yet he supports them. I mean, he's just right there ready to support them and all of anything in the fishing community like that. And I just think that's so great.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's got to be. He probably donates anywhere from like $20,000 to $40,000 a year to the local tournaments, which most of them are charity tournaments.
Yeah.
So ultimately, it's just, you know, it's raising money for all the various charities around town. But then we'll have the actual tournament. It's going to be out of Palms Fish Camp out on Hexter Drive. Yeah, which is nice because they have all the big docks out there now.
Yeah,
this will be our third year there, and never had any problems there.
So whenever you're going to have the weigh-in there too.
Yeah, weigh-in, and tournaments run out of Palms Fish Camp.
So what's going to be the time to fish and weigh-in time? You got to be back by when?
Usually 4:00.
Okay. Yeah.
We say safe light 6:30. So that's when you can drop a line in the water so you can fish from 6:30 to 4:00.
Yeah.
And we changed it last year to where if you want to bring it, if you catch a big trout and you want to bring it in and have it weighed right then, you can do that. You can, because we have an aggregate, a three trout aggregate on division. So you could bring your trout in, weigh it, and go back out and keep fishing.
Nice.
You just can't replace that one trout you weighed in.
Right. Well, what's so good about that is, too, is trout don't really do real well in a live well. And, you know, back when I did tournaments, it's so strange. You know how I would keep trout better in a live well is every once in a while I raise the lid up, let that sunshine hit them. I don't understand that, but I'm telling you, it works, you know. It really does. Other than any other fish, never had to do that with any other fish, but if you leave that thing closed and they're in the dark the whole day, you know, until you get a weigh in, they're probably going to be dead.
Very interesting.
But you know, whenever you allowing them to do this, Craig, that's very good, because I see it to where, you know, they can go out and catch a big trout and go ahead and release him, and then, you know, and how do you do that? Do they take the trout and put it back in the boat and go out to release him, or we all make them release them right there so you know it's not the same trout they bring back?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Usually they just release them right there at the dock. I've never had anybody take it back out to the boat.
Yeah. Well, that's great if they do that.
Or we release it for them. I mean, we have people there that are helping out.
Yeah.
So
well, I've that never... keeps everybody good and honest.
And even don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, and even the other people that you know, the other people in the tournament will see, you know, that's no way that it can be, you know, any other way but a legitimate, you know, good way to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, most of them are released right there at the dock or the boat ramp.
So,
but in all the years, we usually average having one dead trout presented for weigh in.
Well, and it's, you know, a trout gets hooked deep, you know, a lot of times. So, you know, that's probably going to be, not be able to be helped. But that's pretty good if you only lose one in a tournament.
Yeah. Last year didn't have any.
Oh, wow.
One dead one. Yeah.
So what's it?
You don't know how many dead ones are in their the live well, but if somebody's fishing and keeping trout, I mean, that's their right to do that, too.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, you know, I don't know how many trout are caught on a normal fishing day, but I'm sure it's a lot on a Saturday.
Yeah. So, how much does it cost to enter it?
For boats right now, it's $130. For kayaks, it's $60. And our payout right now in the boat divisions, the boat is right around $6,000.
Mm.
for the kayaks at about $1,000.
Damn, nice.
For the prizes, yeah. So everybody, I'm going to say everybody wins something good, but everybody has a good time, pay out some good prizes. Usually have a pretty good raffle.
Now, we know also that, you know, Jacksonville is a big, more or less, you know, always called a walk-up tournament. A lot of people wait to watch the weather or whatever and sign up at the last minute. So does the price to enter increase right at the last minute?
It will. I haven't decided what I'm going to increase it to, but it always increases.
Okay.
You know, if you're going to come in and sign up in person, it's going to cost more.
Yeah.
Not much more. Like maybe add $20 to it.
Yeah.
But last year was probably my best year getting people to sign up early. I think about half the tournament was signed up early.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know. It might have something to do with the COVID stuff. I don't know. But that was like the most ever.
Yeah.
Because Jacksonville, like you said, it is definitely a walk-up town.
Yeah, a lot of people just, you know, our weather is so, you know, it just you can't really count on it at times. And so,
right.
You know, so I can understand that, you know, why people do that a lot of times. Because I fished that sheephead tournament so much. And I mean, I've been out there with it rain all day. You know, I've been out there with 30 mile an hour winds. I mean, it's, you know, it's a lot of times, you know, people wait and see what that's going to be like, you know.
So, Craig, can you tell me where all the big trout are?
Yeah.
Yes, they're all right out there where you fish.
Right.
So you catch them all the time.
Right by that bank that has the grass and the oysters.
Yeah, the trout would be right behind your boat, sir.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Right behind your boat. Like I said, you catch a lot of big ones.
I haven't caught a whole lot of big ones this year. I've had a few, but, you know, it's
I haven't really fished for trout a lot this year. I think my biggest was about 6 pounds.
That's a good trout.
That's a good, solid trout.
That's a good, solid trout. Usually I get something bigger every year. And I haven't caught a lot of big trout. Like I said, this hasn't been a year I've targeted big trout. And with guano being drawn down so low, I couldn't fish 6 mile landing.
Oh, that's right.
So I catch a lot of my big trout and guano, of course. I'm not good enough to catch big trout outside of guano. Usually I hook a decent trout here and there. But
yeah.
Not this year. But I just haven't really targeted them. It's been a redfish and flounder and sheephead type of year. I'm still catching sheephead.
Well, I was going to say, you seem to do that well.
Mm-hmm.
I've caught sheephead all year this year.
Well, you know, we talk about sheephead season, but there's really no sheephead season. I mean, I've taken people out in July and August and caught 7 or 8 sheephead at the jetties. I mean, you don't catch as many as you would like in the wintertime or in spawning season, but, I mean, you definitely can catch, you know, go out there and catch 4 of them or whatever. I mean, you can catch a few of them still.
Yeah, I was fishing for a mangrove snapper. We'll just say I was between the I-95 bridge and the Buckman bridge, and I got into some sheephead just a couple of days ago. So, you know, it's like not big ones, 2-3 pounders, but you know, you get 5 or 5 or so.
Yeah.
You know, you got a pretty good mess of sheephead.
That's a big area of water.
It really is, isn't it?
I'm narrowing that down, going, yeah.
I want to say you don't have to go out toward the ocean to catch sheephead around here. I mean, I've caught them around the Buckman Bridge plenty of times.
Yeah. Must have been on one of those docks.
Well, Craig,
not a dock.
We got a minute. Yeah, we got a minute left, so can you tell us, is there a website or a phone number? You know.
Well, my phone number is 904-887-0762. But like I said, I'm on Facebook and Eventbrite. Just type in Premier Trout, and you'll find us.
All right, and your phone number again?
And 904-887-0762.
Okay. So give them a call and get into that trout tournament October 23rd. Yeah. It's sign up by the 21st. And appreciate it. As we get a little closer, Craig, love for you to call back so we can remind people.
I'll call back. I was thinking about trying to pay you to be like the star guest entrant.
You wouldn't have to pay me.
You know. Okay.
All right. Craig, you know, you're a great guy. Appreciate your call.
Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits, and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder. Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back. And we got Bill on the phone. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning. Good show, guys.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we were going to... I'm sorry?
I was going to say, it was interesting that the trout tournament guy said he hadn't been catching any big trout, which is, you know, I think we have a real problem. Hey, you know what's harder than catching a 7-pound trout?
What's that? Catching an 8-pound?
Letting him go.
Oh.
No, letting him go.
I thought you were going to say catching an 8-pound. yeah, I imagine it is. You know. It's, you know, I have customers and, you know, if they want to really keep, I mean, I try to, you know, release big trout like that, but, you know, it's hard because, you know, if a customer's never caught a big trout like that and he wants to keep it, it's legal. You know what I mean?
Oh,
of course we got better, rules on them now. So you can only keep one over, you know, 19 inches per boat now.
Yeah.
So, you know, instead of having three guys wanting to keep three big trout, you know,
you're only keeping one, so it's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and I expect this to happen. I mean, we haven't had those rules that long yet, you know, in order to get this trout population up. But I suspect maybe even next year or the year after, I think next year is going to be a great trout year.
Well, I hope so. I mean, it's, you know, I used to catch a trout over 20 every two or three trips.
Yeah.
And shit, I haven't caught one in a long time. Of course, I haven't fished in a long time either.
I don't have a space button, so watch it.
I'm sorry.
Do you do any flood tide fishing?
No.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, a little bit, but not, I don't make a point of it. I've done it. It's kind of fun. It's fun to, it's just so interesting to get up and get in the grass and places that, you know, boats don't go.
Yeah. And you know, what I see, too, when this happens, because we have the flood tides usually September, October, November is great. I mean, we still have a few in December. But, you know, probably October, I'd say, is one of the best times, you know. But, I mean, looking at this in September, you know, we're going to have some 5.7, 5.9, 6.0 a couple of days. All this is in the morning time. You know, the week like between the 7th and the 12th of September. So you even got a couple on a Saturday and Sunday, you know, so that's good. But then it drops all the way down to about the 18th, all the way down to about the 28th, which would be the full moon tide, you know, because we usually have them about every two right. weeks. We'd have it on the full moon and the new moon. But I see something with this tide chart that's so different in October. So far, I mean, I'm looking at flood tides from October the 2nd. It's showing flood tides all the way through to October 24th. And sometimes in the morning, of course, you know, tides are 45 to 50 minutes later each day. So, you know, even though you're going dropping down from the early morning time down to the, you know, afternoon, 3 or 4 o'clock, and then it jumps back up, you know, to early morning, starting the very next day, you start doing it again. And I'm surprised that it's showing. Now, we do have some up to 6.4 in October, about 3 or 4 days of 6.4. And then it only drops to like a 5.6, 5.7, and that's still a flooded tide for us, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then it jumps back up to 6.0, 5.9, 5.9, you know, around the full moon, too. So even though it's going
to
drop.
It's fun to catch a fish in the grass, I'll tell you that.
It really is, yeah.
That's when I'll be
scary.
Doing.
It's like, oh, my God, how do I not get broken off now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't usually, they don't usually break you off in the grass when you get them in the floods. I can't wait to do the cast and blast charters during that month.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to do that with you.
It's so much fun.
Got to do it with you.
You know,
yeah, that sounds awful fun.
It does.
I mean, what can't be fun about it? You got a rod reel and a shotgun.
Yeah,
and
really?
You're on the water. I mean, it's like, it's redneck heaven right there.
Yeah.
So
no kidding.
But it's always fun. You know, all year long I listen to them talk. You know, they're laughing at you while you're out there fishing.
Yeah.
The birds. Dark, 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 dark. So yeah, I'm like, well, I'll be back.
I always tell kids that and say, yeah, he's laughing at you.
You could probably enhance your marketing. I think if you got your hands on a monster truck and took clients with a monster truck to go do that.
yeah, there you go.
Redneck touch.
That would be, yeah, that would be the end of it. I mean, that would be the all-time redneck.
Yeah, one of those swamp buggies.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Man, have you seen those things? Good. Great. Have you seen them, Bill?
Yeah.
Those swamp buggies?
Crazy. Ooh,
I know it. They'll go through anything. I mean, they'll go through.
Pretty much.
Yeah, they'll go through 6-8 foot of water. Some of them will.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. The guys that put them together, they must be masterful and partially crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't seem very profitable at the end of the day, so it's got to be.
Well, they use them
into it for something else.
Well, and I'm just the ones I'm talking about are the ones they use down in the marshes in South Florida when they're, you know, a lot of times they use them for hog hunting and gator hunting and going through some of those low lying areas down there that are real wet.
That's what I was going to say. At least you're safe up there from a gator.
Yeah,
you know.
But their engine, the engines they put in them aren't that big. They're not looking for a lot of, you know, raw speed. They're in power.
And they got big tires, so they, you know. And like you say, they're not going fast. They're not looking for speed, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I wouldn't want to ride in one of those things going 65 miles an hour, that's for sure.
No.
I think 35 would be a little fast.
I think so, too.
So.
Oh, God.
You know. But
they fall apart.
They're fun to go in. I've been on one, and we went hog hunting out of one. It was a lot of fun.
So, oh, man.
You know.
Well, I think I've got the fiberglass down on the boat, so I'll be out in the water soon enough.
So did you get the, when you bought that gallon of gel coat you told me about the other day, And I know you said, you know, you should probably should have got done that to start with, and you probably could have saved some money. But yet, are you using that gel coat to cover the entire bottom of the boat now?
Yeah.
Okay.
The entire hull.
Yes.
Not
the entire hull, but from the chine down, mm-hmm. So the entire bottom.
Oh, okay.
I've had to give up my just anal tendency to sand.
Yeah.
Because I got this orange peel, and they told me, they said, if you're using a roller and you're on the bottom of the boat, that's the worst possible application of gel coat.
No,
gravity's not your friend. You know, the stuff doesn't smooth out because it's being pulled down.
Yep.
And the roller itself is, you know, iffy, but I can't spray it. I suppose I could, but I can't. So I'm knocking the orange peel off with 180 grit paper. You know, and gel coat's pretty hard, so that seems to work. It takes a while, but it works. I have to sand the keel by hand. Because if I use a machine, a sander, it cuts right through the gel coat.
Yeah, I was going to say, you just sand it right back off before you know it.
Yeah, so I'm going to put three full coats on the bottom. So I'll have a good application of gel coat. And, you know, like I said, I'm probably going to have to scratch it with a screwdriver before I take it out and get it over with.
Yeah, go ahead and get your first scratch on it. Because you know an oyster bed's going to touch it.
No, I can promise you. I might even buy a new propeller for my trolling motor, Vic.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, and if you do that, keep the old one on your boat also. Now, and it's no problem. I know people go, oh, gosh, you have to change it out. I mean, it's one nut, you know. But I use one in the creeks. And when I go to the river or the jetties, I put my good sharp one on, because that's gonna cut the water better in current, and gonna hold you better in current, and it's also balanced. Once you hit a couple oyster beds and you got some, even going through soft mud, you think it wouldn't hit something, but you got clamshell stuff like that, soft mud, it's gonna hit something, and so it's gonna nick it here and there, and then you try to take, you know, a grinder or a file and try to file that off. It's always going to be off balance. You're not going to get it as good. So the trolling motor is going to vibrate a little bit, all that stuff. So anyway, I use I use the chewed up one in the creeks. And so that if I hit the bottom again or whatever, you know, doesn't hurt as bad, you know. You don't want to put a new blade on there and then go up there and hit an oyster.
Well, you need one new blade every trip.
Yeah.
For me, pretty much. Because even if I go to the jetty, I always end up in the creeks.
Yep.
Or the other way around.
Right. Depending on the tide, yeah. I know what you mean.
Well, I hear the music. I'll get off.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate the call, and good luck with that.
All right.
I look forward to seeing you out there, man. I know it's going to be soon, huh?
See you, Bill.
Yep. See you later. Bye-bye.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. All righty. Be sure to go visit our sponsors. You hear them advertised on our show. And, you know, they're the ones that keeps us on the air. So please, you know, support them as you would supporting us. And we'll be back next week.